The National Party leader Simon Bridges says everyday Kiwis don't care about Jacinda Ardern's Christchurch Call anti-terrorism initiative. The initiative brings together governments and technology companies to try to prevent events such as the live streaming of the Christchurch mosque attacks. Twitter chief executive Jack Dorsey was in Wellington on Monday to discuss the Christchurch call with the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Simon Bridges says the measles outbreak, education and roads are of much greater concern to New Zealanders. But these people on the streets of Dunedin think eradicating extremism and terrorism online is important.
When all these big tech companies sort of set up in the first place, there was sort of nothing to stop them going crazy, really, or for people to be able to just say what they wanted.
Absolutely. There's a whole platform out there dispensing misinformation, hate. It's got to be brought under some sort of control, hopefully, but I don't have that much hope.
Absolutely. Especially in the light of what happened on March the 15th.
Is online terrorism a concern for you?
I think it's a huge concern, not just for me, but I think for everybody in New Zealand. I mean, you only just need to see what's been put on social media and just some of the toxic stuff that's put online that it's accessible to people.
It can be spread without anybody knowing, and you get these cells, and as we've seen, disaster happens.
People on the streets of Dunedin speaking with our reporter Tess Brunton there. Now, we will be speaking to the opposition leader Simon Bridges this morning just before 7:30, and we will ask him about those comments. Now, in a related story, in London, a white supremacist who stabbed a teenager in what a judge described as a terrorist attack has been jailed for more than 18 years. 50-year-old Vincent Fuller attacked Bulgarian Dimitar Mihailov, who was 19, in Stanwell, Surrey, a day after a gunman attacked a mosque in Christchurch. Ahead of his rampage, Fuller praised the accused Christchurch gunman in a Facebook post. Fuller has also had a video excerpt of the mosque attacks on his mobile phone, the court heard. Judge Peter Loddard, QC, said even though Fuller was acting alone, it was a terrorist attack because he was motivated by the cause of white supremacy and anti-Muslim sentiments, and its purpose was to strike fear into the heart of people he described as non-English, in particular Muslims. Now, we'll have more on that story too later on Morning Report.